I wonder, Corey, if you wanted to comment on whether the education has a role here. Is how we remember and think about the Holocaust as a nation, is that a result from how we're teaching about the Holocaust, how young people are learning about the Holocaust, or perhaps that says something deeper about how we as human beings just like to think about our nation, our community?
I think there's a number of things to get into there. I just want to prefix my comments by saying I don't want to be critical of students or teachers here, but the cultural and memory issues that have been explained by Tom here that are in the wider culture do exist in schools as well. So in our 2020 research, the question that teachers struggled the most with, where 40.3% were incorrect, was what was the response of the British government when they learned about the mass murder of Jews? More than a third of students actually think that Britain entered the war to fight this evil of the Holocaust, which is chronologically impossible. So it's clear that teachers are swimming upstream against this pervasive discourse of Britain's role. And in my personal experience, these myths are present before children arrive to be formally taught about the Holocaust in their classrooms. So my own school experience, this is the narrative children have before they begin their scheme of learning on the Holocaust. I'm not sure where it comes from exactly, but it's something that's clearly so pervasive. And makes a kind of sense to young people that it's what they're drawing on before they have formal knowledge. Now, I think having that formal knowledge can address these misconceptions explicitly and therefore begin to challenge the fundamental misunderstandings that underpin the myth, which are about chronology, which are about the geography of the Holocaust, which are about Britain's entry to the war in 1939, and about Britain's relationship to the anti-Semitic policies of Nazi Germany. I think the myth-making does extend to rescue and the kinder transport and Nicholas Winton and other issues as well. And I think there's an effort to paint Britain as an unambiguous rescuer, which doesn't really ring true to me in a country where we've had successive governments introduce the hostile environment and where emigrating to this country is extremely difficult. That we have this image of ourselves as a place where people can be rescued and can escape persecution in their own countries that really isn't borne out by our current reality. In terms of another issue, I think the power of media representations of the Holocaust is something that is difficult for teachers to address in the classroom. So, in our 2016 study at the centre, we know that 84.4% of students who'd encountered a film of the Holocaust or related to the Holocaust saw a boy in striped pyjamas, which is a very problematic text. Cesarani described it as an utterly implausible depiction of the Holocaust because the story it displays could not possibly have happened. And if you look into the research of people like Michael Gray, it's clear that these media representations have enormous stickability. So children tend to remember them more than their actual formal learning about the Holocaust. They create cultural myths and they have enormous power. The other issue I'd just like to talk about here is the issue of the emotional weight of the Holocaust. Obviously, we've used the word controversial here, and of course, the Holocaust is controversial. We're talking about the state murder of 6 million people. There's no way that couldn't be an evocative or provocative or emotionally wrought history. And due to the changes to curriculum that have come about in the last 10 years and the more demanding curriculum at GCSE, more and more students are actually encountering the Holocaust at younger and younger ages. So our expectations of rigor and our expectations of what they can learn about the Holocaust are increasing just as their potential and actual ability is decreasing.